We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting ready to talk about the Falcons and where I think they need to go and who they should try to get and who they should try to part ways with. All right. So let's start things off with our Falcons. One of our biggest needs and areas of improvement that has been lackluster for at least the last three seasons, and that has been the running back position. Devontae Freeman, unfortunately, has not been able to stay healthy over the course of the last 3 years since the Super Bowl, and that has significantly hurt this Atlanta Falcons offense. And truth be told, although he finished the season strong, don't feel as though that's going to be enough to move the needle. Didn't feel that way. And it looks as though the Falcons are going to either try to A, renegotiate, maybe bring him back at a cheaper salary. But at the same time, if it's the same talent, you're getting the same results, maybe it's just better off moving on. And if I am the Atlanta Falcons, I am making it my goal to try to find a running back out there who is able to come in immediately that can make a contribution. And I know that's tough to say right off the rip. There's only a couple of guys that you can identify who might be able to come in and do that. Of course, McCaffrey's done that with the Carolina Panthers, and they are obviously our most direct rival. But I think in today's NFL, you are going to have to get a guy in here that can not only run the football with effectiveness, but catch the football out of the backfield. Right? And, you know, I don't want to, how can I say it? We need somebody that can do both, that's multi-talented, that can do both. Unfortunately for running backs, that position has sort of been cheapened or unappreciated, which is unfortunate. Look at what's going on with arguably the hottest running back in the league. Well, at least he was, our former guy with the University of Georgia, who the Rams, it looks like they may give up on him because of some knee issues. And speaking of Georgia, DeAndre Swift, that's a guy that can come out of the backfield, catch passes, and also run the football, correct? But if you take a look at some of the running backs who are on the board or who are going to be on the board or anticipated on the board, who could you readily identify and say, you know what? That's the guy who I feel as though can come in here and make a significant difference, like literally right from the jump. And I'll be honest with you. This year's crop of running backs, to be honest with you, I mean, there's no one that really jumps off of the page. I mean, there's a couple of named guys that we've heard about, that we've heard their names in passing. But for the most part, a majority of these guys are unknowns. And when I say unknowns, I'm not trying to discredit them or saying that they're not good. But there's just not that, oomph. Now consider this. DeAndre Swift, a running back with the University of Georgia, he's considered as the top guy as it relates to running backs. He's projected in the first round. And he ran for 1,200-plus yards this past season. He had 7 touchdowns. He caught 24 balls for 216 yards and a touchdown. Those numbers 1,216 yards. I mean, they don't necessarily blow you away, but they're significant. And a lot of teams, it seems as though in the National Football League, they're content with having running backs by committee. I don't know if this is a way to cheapen the position or so you don't have to pay as much for the position, but there's a lot of sharing of running backs in the backfield, it seems. But if DeAndre Swift is considered the top running back to come out of the draft and he has only ran for 1,216 yards, I'll be honest with you, on the surface, I mean, that doesn't sound too impressive, does it? Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, 1,000 yards is 1,000 yards, but if you're considered the top guy to come out, you average 6.2 yards per carry, 1,200 yards rushing, 216 yards out of the backfield. That's, catching the football, 24 receptions for 216 yards. That's a grand total of 1,432 all-purpose yards. And look, this is no disrespect against DeAndre Swift at all. I think he's fantastic, right? I think he will be a very productive professional. But what I'm saying is, if that 1,432 yards represents the elite, represents the top, man, does it sound like this draft is deep at the running back position?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.